Who cares what was in your mouth?
Well, seems like relevant information.
No, it really doesn't.
All right, fair enough.
You can put anything in your mouth, and it's inappropriate for this.
You're in the 06010 Focus. The most popular fantasy podcast show. Focus. They bad it. Say they can. Very talented Mr. Oro. Bartender. Never win the man's league. Yes, again. What are you doing with these guys? No wonder they won two podcast awards. All around the world, let's put it on.
I'd like to start off this Monday morning, Matthew, if it's okay with you, with an email from Rudy in New Jersey.
All right.
Who says, sorry I whined about the cough drop. I thought Nate was chewing gum, showing blatant contempt for the listeners. It's fine to chew a cough drop for health purposes. As long as Nate's contempt for the listeners remains veiled in swarmy remarks and condescending advice, I'm okay with it. Keep up the good work.
All right. First off, yeah, understand this. Nate has complete and total contempt for the audience. I refer you to all of you are idiots.
Those people are idiots.
Thank you, Pod Vader. Exactly. Secondly, you are absolutely right to call out Nate on this thing. Don't apologize for that.
Yeah.
They were right to call you out.
Well, this particular guy wasn't right because he thought I was chewing gum.
Who cares what was in your mouth?
Well, seems like relevant information.
No, it really doesn't.
All right, fair enough.
You could put anything in your mouth, and it's inappropriate for this podcast.
Hey, coming up on today's show, Matthew,
we'll
recap the weekend, a couple of big names going on the DL, and a lot of pitchers out there that are owned that shouldn't be, and some that should be that are not owned. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good.
What are you doing right now? You're staring at your iPhone.
Well, what I'm doing right now is I'm looking up the minor league stats of a particular player I want to talk about later in the show.
You don't want to do it on your computer right there?
I thought it was easier actually to do it on my iPhone.
Okay, fair enough.
I got a little FanGraphs app, and I like it.
All right, well, fair enough.
Good stuff.
I went Friday night, Matthew, to the Los Angeles Dodgers Washington Nationals game in Washington D.C., our nation's capital.
Oh, that's right.
Nice ballpark.
Yeah,
it's a little cookie cutter.
Is it?
Kind of like New Bush Stadium.
Right.
You know, it's a little cookie cutter. It's nice. I'm sure it's a big upgrade.
Sure.
But it doesn't rank.
From RFK? A little bit.
It doesn't rank with the, the Comerica Parks and the whatever they're calling the one in San Francisco.
I think it's AT&T these days.
Yeah. It doesn't rank up with those. But it's nice. It's solid.
But it's nice. It's a perfectly reasonable home for a 500 baseball team.
Yeah. And, you know, when they start selling it out, when Strasburg comes up, I'm sure the place will be rocking.
Rockin' like Dawkin'?
They have this thing. So, and we'll get to, you know, to the extent we do any fantasy analysis, we'll get to that in a minute here. Mm-hmm. But you know how they do the sausage race in Milwaukee?
Yes.
And the pierogi race in Pittsburgh?
Why must you bring up that painful memory?
So you know what they do in D.C.?
What's that?
They do the president's race. And they bring out a bunch of, like, giant-headed mascot presidents.
Oh, that's pretty
like
funny.
Like Abe and G.W., I call him GW.
Oh, yeah.
And Teddy Roosevelt. And they have this gimmick where Teddy Roosevelt never wins.
No Millard Fillmer? No Grover Cleveland?
I don't believe so. So they have this gimmick where Teddy
George
Roosevelt
Washington,
never wins.
No George Washington, the father of our country?
No.
What about John Adams?
That's GW.
Oh, I thought you were talking about GW Bush. I thought that's what you were saying.
No, he does not have his own running around mascot yet.
Okay.
I'm sure that's coming up. But Teddy Roosevelt, they never let him win for some reason. It's like the running joke.
Got
it. In fact, on this particular night, he came out on a Segway and still couldn't win.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It was very funny.
Yes, sounds very amusing. So. You know what? Sounds like the pierogi race is clearly a second tier mascot race among major league ball clubs.
He's a little bitter.
Well, you know, I seem to have misplaced the invitation from the Binghamton Mets, who offered to have us run in their mascot race.
What's their mascot?
I don't even know.
I was willing to do that too. So whoever emailed that in, please email that in again because apparently Pod Vader's misplaced it. Of course he has.
Please, we get thousands of emails a day.
Thousands of emails a day. Nate and I see 10 of them. Just so everyone knows.
And by the way, coming up in the mailbag section, the 10 that were chosen were all based, Pod Vader wants you to know, on their subject line.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So some interesting subject lines. Matthew, on Friday, we'll go back to Friday, Manny Ramirez goes on the DL for the Dodgers. They probably send him back to L.A. so he doesn't have to deal with the, quote, circus in New York.
Right. I think that's...
I was in New York yesterday. I saw no circus.
No circus?
No.
It was rainy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little rainy, but no circus.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well, you know, we mentioned him thanks to the Jimmy Rollins rule, and I got to tell you something. The Jimmy Rollins rule has saved us more than once.
It saved our bacon.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever. You know,
here's my thing. Like, I have Manny Ramirez in my deep NL-only league.
Yeah.
And I drafted him this year with the idea that, you know what, I'm probably only going to get 130 games out of him.
I think that's right.
And I'm okay with that.
I think that's right. You know what's unfortunate, though?
What?
They're playing the rotting corpse of Garrett Anderson in place of him. And, man.
Yeah.
Seeing him up close the other night, it's not good.
What's hilarious, he wasn't a good defender in his best days.
No, he really wasn't.
Like, you know, when he was a spry 30-year-old.
No, he really wasn't.
And now that he's hitting the tender age of 47,
mm-hmm.
moves a bit slowly. A little gingerly.
Yeah, not really working out well. He played a ball, in the game I was there, he played like a long single slash double into a triple nicely. just by waddling his way over to get the ball.
That is Garrett Anderson.
Hey, more interesting DL note yesterday, Matthew. Brad Hopp, the Rockies, goes in the DL. Interesting for two reasons. Number one, it clears a little bit of time here for Seth Smith, perhaps.
Yes, had a nice game.
Had a nice game yesterday, two home runs. And they called up Eric Young.
Yes.
And if you look at Eric Young's minor league numbers this year, they don't look like anything. He got off to a rough start. But he had a hot couple of games, and Clint Barmas is hitting like 200 or below 200.
I was just going to say, I think you're being generous there with Clint Barmas.
And I don't think they called Eric Young up to not play at all.
I don't disagree. I mean, Jim Tracy said at the beginning of the year when they sent Eric Young down
mm-hmm.
that, look, I think the quote was he could have a Carlos Gonzalez type year.
Right,
meaning
exactly.
Like he's coming back up. And when he comes back up, he's gonna get playing time and we think he's gonna contribute.
I will tell you that in NFBC last night, the free agent bids were due and Smoke was available.
Right.
Mike Davis was available. We personally bid most on Eric Young than anybody else. Now that's because of our team needs.
Right. We need speed.
We need speed and we're fine in the corner, but it's a little bit of a boomer bust. He could be back in the minors in 2 weeks, but he could also have 30, 40 steals at the end of the year.
Totally agree with you, and he's definitely a guy. I mean, unfortunately, he was already owned in the 20-team league that you and I are in. I was going to put a bid on him, and he wasn't available in Tout Wars because that's AL.
Right. Right.
So it was unfortunate.
those hold to their tradition jerks over there.
It was very upsetting to me
because
I could use some speed there, too. Every deep league that I'm in, I put a bid on him that he was available on.
Speaking of speed, Matthew, Chase Headley stole his sixth base yesterday.
Yeah.
He's batting .371. He had 10 steals all of last year. So if you're a Chase Headley owner, is it sort of like, you know, enjoy the ride? Or do you look to make a deal?
I enjoy the ride here a little bit. Look, we've always said this. Anyone's tradable.
Right.
Okay? Anyone's tradable. I'm a believer here in Headley, and I'm a believer in how much the Padres are running.
Yeah.
They talked about at the beginning of the year that they were going to run.
Right.
So, you know, like I even said...
Listen, if you get on first base, you might as well try to steal second rather than walk back to the dugout when the inning ends.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? If you're on the Padres.
Factually correct. Oh, my poor Kyle Blanks. Although he had a good game on Sunday. And my boy, Will Venable, also heating up. So anyway, I'm actually a believer in Headley. I believe he's owned in almost every league.
He's owned in 100% of leagues. Yeah. That's why the question is, you know,
but I don't believe he's a sell high. Now, he's obviously on a crazy pace here.
Right.
And which I don't expect, but. Right.
But he also only has one home run, so maybe he hits a couple more homers.
Yeah, I think he'll,
not as many bases.
But I think you are looking at David Wright light.
Okay. Or maybe this year, David Wright heavy.
Yeah, I'm actually correct there. I think he's going to hit for power with a little bit of speed and a nice average here.
The Orioles called up a first baseman yesterday, Ryan Hughes, Matthew. Is that who you were looking
up? That was who I was looking up.
Goes 2-for-4 with a runner in RBI. Not really an impressive minor league resume, to say the least.
Yeah, not great. Not great. Although a little bit of power. I mean, hit 15 home runs last year in the minors.
Well, that's
in,
a very little bit of power.
Yeah, well, 259 plate appearances.
Okay.
So
not too bad.
I'm sorry. Actually, I look at the it's 18. He hit 18 home runs in under 360 plate appearances.
It's a good thing you looked this up in advance.
Well, I was busy, and you started talking to me.
Johnny on the spot there.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, I bid on him in our 20-team league last night.
Yeah.
I got him or not.
I bid on him as well in our 20-team league.
Oh, yeah?
I bid on him in Tout Wars. I did not get
him. Did you get
him? I don't know if I got him or not. I haven't looked at the results.
Hmm.
But I know that in our...
What did you bid on him?
In Tout War, and I believe I bid...
In our 20-team league, we have a $200 fab budget.
And I believe I bid $5.
Oh, I bid like $25.
Oh, really?
I smoked you, fool.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. In that particular league, I'm fairly well off at the corners.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep saying really.
I will tell you in AL Tout Wars where it's $100, where it's only $100, I bid $7 on him there, and Jeff Erickson got him for, I believe, $13.
I got Mr. Ryan Hughes for $26.
There you go.
The second highest bid was, there was an 11 by Mr. Carabell, there was a 2 by Mr. Harris. I don't even see a bid from you, my friend. Maybe for, oh, is your team Philadelphia?
No.
What is your team name?
Team
Barry or something like that?
Team Barry.
I don't even see a bid there for him. All right, so I got him.
All right. Maybe I did it wrong.
So, I mean, basically, I think he's like a Ty Wigginton type.
I think he's got the potential to. Look, he started the last couple of days at first base. The only concern with him, for me, is Ty Wigginton, actually. That once Tejada and Brian Roberts come back fully healthy.
Yeah.
Tejada played this weekend, but... Once they're both back, I think they need Wigginton's bat in the lineup, and I think first base is the most obvious place because Garrett Atkins has been, you know, terrible.
Right.
So now will he get some? Now maybe he gets some DH stuff, you know, platoon some with Luke Scott. I could see,
right?
But you know, and PA obviously is down as well. So yeah, my concern with him is a bit of playing time, but you know, certainly an interesting guy in deeper leagues.
Matthew, sticking with the Orioles, Jim Johnson yesterday in an extra inning game works 2 innings. The second inning he got into all kinds of trouble, and Clay Meredith bailed him out and got the save.
Right,
probably just a one night thing.
I think it's a one night thing. Koji Ihara had, by the way, has started his rehab.
Right.
So my guess is that Jim Johnson's probably quote unquote the guy. Until Ihara comes back, I think Ihara will get a shot once he comes back. That's my belief.
Yeah.
Because Johnson's been so terrible.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't think it's clear at all. I think you'd have to at least throw Meredith into the mix.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's. I sent a note to Buster only asking him if he had any insight into the situation because he knows a bunch of those people over there.
There you go.
He hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Matthew, David Price, 3-1 with a 2-2 ERA now, 26 strikeouts. I wanted to play a name game.
All right.
The name game.
It's time for La Porta La Launch.
We drank Troy Tulowitzki's bathwater.
Your wazoo should be full.
Yes.
And then there should be outfielders waiting to get into the wazoo.
All bets involve White Sox players.
Nameless complaint.
Manny Ramirez's injury is his female fertility drug.
Imagine. Sounds like he needs a cardotherapist.
I'm no hydrocardidist.
I like the winged beast.
I am pro-jobbing the Jayhawk.
Unleash the Kraken!
I like that.
Not bad.
I like that one.
I do too.
All right, Matthew. David Price off to a phenomenal start so far this year. Name game with a bunch of guys that were drafted well ahead of him this year.
Right.
David Price or Scott Baker?
David Price.
I agree. David Price or John Lackey? For me, it's
still
Price.
Lackey. Okay. Still Lackey, but it's
even though you didn't like Lackey.
I didn't like Lackey, and I do like Price, but I think that Price is legit. I don't think Lackey's this bad.
All right, David Price.
But I will say, so far, I'm looking right on Lackey.
David Price or AJ Burnett?
Price.
I agree. David Price or Cole Hamels?
Cole Hamels still.
I would say just barely. But I think what we're saying is Price is a top 30 pitcher, maybe a borderline top 25 guy.
Yeah.
The rest of the year.
By the way, for the record, considering I owned Price last year in Tout Wars, he crushed my team, him and Liriano, I'm really bitter at both of those guys.
Yeah, you don't own them this year so much?
No, of course not.
Matthew.
Everyone knew I liked Liriano. I was never getting, but...
quick trivia question, Matthew. Who's the major league leader in home runs?
Paul Konerko?
It is, with 8 home runs so far this year.
Yeah.
So quick name.
He was a guy that I had as a sleeper this year. We talked about him in the preseason.
We both
27 home runs last year.
Paul Konerko might have been the poster boy of you can wait on first base.
Yes.
So let's play a name game with Konerko. Konerko or James Loney?
Konerko.
I agree.
Even though Loney has something like 3 or 4 steals for this year.
Yeah. Konerko or Michael Kadire?
Konerko.
I agree. Konerko or Adam LaRoche?
Konerko.
I agree. By the way, interesting thing about LaRoche, not off to his usual awful start.
No, no, not at all.
Hasn't hit a lot of home runs yet, but, you know, it's going to be a nice year for Adam LaRoche, I think.
Right.
He's got 11 RBI, or 7 runs, 11 runs, 7 RBIs, so he's off to a nice start. So you believe in Paul Konerko?
I do.
Matthew, Randy Wells, now 2-0 with a 2.49 ERA.
Love the Randy
19
Wells.
Strikeouts and 5 walks. We're fans of him.
Yes.
I'm going to do a little, you know that whole thing, like, do this, not that, or eat this, not that? For like, you know, well, I don't know why I'm talking to you about healthy eating, but.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You see in like magazines, and like not, Men's Health and other places.
Mine is not eat this, not that. Mine is eat this and that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But they say like, whatever.
It's still way less than Pod Vader.
If you go to this restaurant, you eat this, not that. Anyway, I'm going to say, I don't know, play this, not that. Pick up Randy Wells.
Right.
10% owned and get rid of Rick Porcello. Who's 87% owned with his 7.91 ERA. I gotta say, I liked Porcello coming into the year. Not happening right now.
No, he's been brutal.
It didn't look good in the spring. It hasn't looked good so far. You know, I don't know if he may need a couple of weeks in the minors to get straightened out.
Right.
You know, and maybe he's been a little bit unlucky so far, but mostly he's just gotten rocked. And, you know, Indians, Royals, Angels, Rangers, not exactly the who's who of the American League right there.
Cut to those teams. Hey, what'd we do?
Yeah, well.
All we did was rock Rick Porcello's world.
By the way, cut to the Royals and like, you know, DeJesus and Yunesky Betancourt and Jose Guillen going like, have you checked the major league like runs leaders? Yeah. Like, we're tearing it up.
Dude,
we're tearing stuff up.
Jose Guillen is like, dude, I am crushing it.
Billy Butler's like the 8th best hitter on the Royals this year.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It's outrageous.
Matthew, Derek Barton fractured a finger.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yesterday. He's still being evaluated. Not sure if this is going to be a DL thing or not. Jake Fox got his 4th game at catcher yesterday. So for those of you in leagues with, you know, 2-game requirements, 5-game requirements, whatever, and even ESPN leagues, it's going to be 10. He's moving in on that range quickly. Could make him a much more interesting player.
Much more interesting. I totally agree.
Particularly if what you really need to happen is the A's to call up another catcher and put him full time in at DH or first base, because then
once he qualifies,
get the qualification and
need.
Then move.
If everyone in the Oakland front office is listening,
yeah.
And we know they do.
They all play.
Well, Billy Bean just downloads, from what I understand,
really?
But the rest of them, I believe, actually listen.
Mm, interesting.
So yeah, if we could do that for us, we would appreciate that. That would be known as doing us a solid.
Yeah. What else you got, Matthew? A lot went on the weekend.
Well, so. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Konerko.
Okay.
I got a third baseman who's got 5 home runs. He's hitting .283 on the season. He's projected for 53 home runs right now.
Okay.
Hitting .283 on the season, and he's available in 88% of leagues.
I don't have time to guess who it is, so just tell me.
Mr. Scott Rolen.
Yeah.
You know what?
What's up with that?
I don't know, but just look, listen, 35 years old.
Yeah.
So not old, but not like... Not ancient.
Right.
Not ancient like, I don't know, me.
Right.
You know, so we've seen Scott Rolen have success in the past.
It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a long time. But I do like I always like the Ron Chandler quote of, once a player displays a skill, he owns it. I agree with that sentiment. I think Rolen is an interesting guy here. I don't know that he's a mixed league play, but I think in a 12-team league, he's interesting. I think if you had some corner issues.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what actionable there is there. Like, who would you get rid of for Scott Rolen? would you dump Chipper Jones for Scott Rolen?
I don't know that I would jump Chipper.
You probably couldn't do that.
But
what about Miggy Tejada?
I would dump Miggy Tejada.
Okay. I mean, Tejada probably started the year as a shortstop, but he's eligible at third base now, so he could be somebody's third baseman. What about Adrian Beltre?
No, I still
Beltre's
like
owned in 92% of leagues.
Yeah, I still like Beltre too much.
All right,
Edwin Encarnacion, I'd dump him. He's owned in 1.7% of leagues.
Well, there you go, hard-hitting advice right there.
Yeah. Casey Blake is a guy I'd rather have rolling than Casey Blake.
I'd rather have Casey Blake, and Blake's off to a nice start, by the way.
Okay, it's all right.
I'd much rather have Casey Blake.
Much rather.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would you like to put that on the board?
I mean, just fine, much better.
No, just Casey Blake versus Scott Rolen.
Nah. Right. Scott Rolen could easily disappoint me like he has many times before.
All right, what else you got? Anything?
Well, just the other, you know, just another guy that's hitting for a lot of power, Kelly Johnson of the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
Has talked about another guy that's, I think, kind of under the radar in terms of the hot start he's had. Not we actually talked about him on the Fantasy Focus video show the other day, and I said, you know, the question was posed to me at the time, this was 2 weeks ago, could he be a top 10 fantasy second baseman? And I said, no, I think he's like a, I think his upside is 15, 15, 285, which I think are very solid numbers. I think he needs to be owned in every league, started in every league, but I don't know that he's, he could be a top 10 fantasy second baseman.
I disagree.
And now, yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to disagree with myself.
Yeah.
I'm backtracking a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think, do I think he'll be a,
exactly. Thank
do
you,
I think Todd. He'll be a top 10 second baseman at the end of the day? Probably not.
Right.
But could he be? Could he pull an Aaron Hill? Yeah, he's got that type of talent.
Yeah. Anyway, just, you know, so I just wanted to point that out. Now, he hasn't stolen any bases this year, but, and he's owned in like 97% of leagues, so chances are he's owned. But right. What I'm saying is I think this might be more legit than sell high.
I think it's legit. I think it's a great ballpark for him. He's healthy. This is a guy that was kind of like jerked around a little bit in terms of position.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
He played a bunch of different positions. Like I think he came up as a shortstop originally, and then they moved him to the outfield, and then to second base. And so I think, yeah, I'm buying the Kelly Johnson.
Yeah, there you go.
Dame out. Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
Well, I said it before, and I'm going to say it again.
Fantasy Focus at ESPNRadio.com.
I find it a little weird, I have to ask twice.
Brr.
Matthew, according to Pod Vader, these were all chosen by subject line.
Okay.
So the subject line here from Adam in St. Louis is Eric Hutchinson would answer this question.
Oh, interesting.
Why didn't you ask him then?
Yeah, why didn't you ask
EricHutchinson.com.
Yeah, submit a question.
I think
follow
he
him
takes
on Twitter.
Questions.
Yeah, follow him on Twitter. You can tweet at him. At Eric Hutchinson.
Go Mules, an opportunity to live up to the quality of your theme song. Well, maybe to start. I have Brandon Phillips and Martin Prado in a 15-team, 15-keeper league. I need a strikeout pitcher. Should I trade Brandon Phillips for Ricky Nolasco and start Prado at second?
I have no issue with a trade. I have no issue with a trade.
I think you're giving up too much.
In a 15-teamer, might be. I mean, I'm really high on Nolasco.
Right.
I will say, generally speaking, in leagues that deep, I'd much rather keep position players than pitching.
Yep.
I don't have an issue with the trade.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you that the guy getting Phillips is getting the better end of the deal.
Right.
But I certainly like Prado a lot.
Okay.
If you need a strikeout guy, Nolasco is going to get you K's.
Jared from Wyoming's subject line was extremely unimportant.
Oh, there you go. By the way, just speaking of K's real quickly, I'm sorry, I can't believe we didn't talk about this, but fantasy zombie Barry Zito with another fantastic start.
Absolutely. He's legit.
Yeah. Just so everyone knows.
He's legit.
Officially fantasy zombie Barry Zito.
So Jared from Wyoming says, go Comets. Can I drop Rick Porcello in my 10-team mixed league? Well, we've already said you can. If so, who should I pick up? Justin Dukeshire, Kevin Correa, Jamie Garcia.
I believe it's Jaime, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay.
I believe it is Jaime Garcia. I got corrected on that when
all right.
By a what pod? Yes, you're giving me the thumbs up. Yes, it's Jaime.
Jaime Garcia. I apologize.
I really like Dukeshire, but I think it's Garcia. I'm a believer.
I would go with Garcia. Or, by the way, Randy Wells, who we already mentioned. Dan from Brooklyn, New York, subject line is the Worthinator.
Oh, okay.
And then says, Dear Fantasy Piglets. I'm in need of some...
That might be one of my favorites ever.
I'm in need of some serious advice on a recent trade my brother offered me. My brother has offered me Dan Heron, who's off to a horrible start, and either Alex Rios or Vernon Wells for my beloved Jason Worth. Would you accept this trade?
So Dan Heron plus...
Either Wells or Rios.
I'd rather have Rios than Wells, and I'd do the deal.
In a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
I mean, I'm no Dan Heron, you know, supporter.
Yeah.
But I'd probably trade Worth for Heron straight up.
It's pretty close anyway.
Yeah.
I think going into the season, they were probably right around this. They were probably both fourth round picks.
Right.
In ESPN standard leagues, fourth, fifth round, somewhere in that range. So
this is a great example of buying low.
Yeah. But I mean, Dan Heron, 28 strikeouts. 6 walks in 26 innings. He's given up 5 home runs. I don't think he's suddenly giving up a lot more home runs than he ever did before when everything else looks fine. So, yes, certainly you would buy Dan Heron right now. Kevin in Dobbs Ferry, New York. Subject line is Smoke Bomb.
Oh, I bet you smoke is spelled S-M-O-A-K.
It is. He says...
See what I did there?
Greetings, fantasy bizarro Cassandras. All right, that's getting a little out of hand.
That's getting a little out of hand. He says, is that a Wayne's World reference?
No, he says in Greek mythology... That would be great if it was a Wayne's World reference.
Right, because...
Tia Carrera.
Well, she played Cassandra, but what I was trying to remember is I wondered if there was... I didn't really watch... I remember I watched the second one once a long time ago,
right,
and I wondered,
right.
Like... Did Wayne, like, at some point, did she, like, turn evil and, like, did he sometime make some sort of bizarro?
Is she not in the second one?
She's in the second one, I think. Yeah, I think she is. I think the second one is all about her, actually.
Like, oh, really?
Like, some record exec tries to steal her away from Wayne, I think.
Doesn't that all happen in the first one? And
no,
it's
no.
Rob Lowe, the evil record.
No. In the second one.
In a career defining performance by
Rob
Lowe?
Oh, it's not coming back to me. In the second one, I think, then they do the whole, it's all about Cassandra. She becomes even a bigger deal, and it becomes like a graduate parody at the end. Sorry if I just ruined Wayne's World 2 for anyone out there.
But spoiler alert!
But it becomes a graduate parody at the end, and he rushes in, and he steals her away from the church.
And then
they rush out. Yeah,
who is she gonna marry?
I'm
gonna find out.
I don't know why I want to say Christopher Walken, but I don't think it is. But that would be awesome if it was.
That would really be great.
All right, can we get some looking up who Cassandra was supposed to marry in Wayne's World 2 music pod?
Christopher Walken.
Are you serious?
Christopher Walken playing Bobby Kahn.
Come on. Now, I have no idea what recess of my brain that factoid was in.
Oh, by the way, with James Hong playing Cassandra's father.
Oh,
and also
Hong,
an excellent performance. All right, anyway.
I'm done. You're doing the rest of the podcast on your own. I'm done. I'm not pulling anything out of my butt better than that.
Well, the reason Kevin wrote Cassandra, he says, in Greek mythology, Cassandra was the daughter of King Priam of Troy and was granted the gift of foresight. Unlike her, the fantasy-focused talent was clearly granted no such gift. But we, your faithful listeners, were cursed to believe all of your bad advice, no matter how egregious. Keep up all the mediocre work. Unfortunately, we're sure to follow it. Basically, he wants to know, Matthew, because he ended up getting Justin Smoke because of us last week.
All right.
Because he knew about it before any of his league mates. But he basically says, explain the concept of the free agent acquisition budget. I think we've done this 100 times now.
Yeah.
You bid on players. It's like an auction, a blind auction for players.
Right.
So Matthew and I, Justin Smoke's available, and we both have a $100 fab budget for the whole year.
Right.
And we each write down a bid, and then we reveal the bids. It's like, oh, I had 62, you had 48, I get them.
Correct. And then Nate's 62 is subtracted from his $100.
Right.
So it's not just about how much do I need to bid to win the player this year, but it's also about, you know, budgeting your money throughout the year.
Right.
How is my team? Is my team health? Am I going to need more money when another guy is smoke worth more today than he would be in a month? And it's a lot of strategy and that kind of
thing. By the way, what he did that we don't like is at the end he said, P.S., I'm just joking about the bad advice. I think you guys do a nice job. And they put it in it below, not needed to be read on the air. First of all, there is no such thing. Anything you send to us can be read on the air.
Right.
There's no like, oh, well, this part's off the record.
Right. Yes, that's a good point, Nate. If you send something to us, and if you tweet me, it can be used on the air.
It's fair game.
It's totally fair game. And secondly,
don't ever take back insults of us.
Oh, for the love of God.
Stick to your guns, for crying out loud.
Do you understand Nate is calling you guys out for manning up? Do you understand how embarrassing that is for the rest
of you?
Those
people are inaccurate.
Thank you, Pod. I'll just say this. If you're listening to the show, we assume you're a fan. And by the way, if you're not, we don't care. You're still listening to the show. That's all we care is your downloads.
Daniel in Dallas, Texas, Matthew, the subject line was, a cave-dwelling animal seems appropriate for guys in a soundproof room. Then says, dear fantasy troglobites.
Troglodytes?
Well, he wrote troglobites.
Oh.
I don't know what it is.
I bet you he means troglodytes.
Maybe. Go Rams.
It seems a little insulting to Pod Vader, to be honest.
I'm in a 12-team keeper 6x6 roto league with OPS and home runs. A trade proposed to me, Matthew, is like I would get Justin Upton for $7. I would give up Adam Wainwright for 12 and Kyle Blanks for 9. Am I giving up too much for Upton?
How much is Upton again?
7.
I don't think you are.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah.
I don't care if Upton was 15, I'd do this deal.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I love Kyle Blanks, but he hasn't proven anything yet.
And Wainwright is a stud, but, you know, so is Upton.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd do this deal in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Matthew, Phil in Pittsburgh, PA, subject line was Nate being wrong shows how right he really is.
Wonder how this one made it in. All
Bob
right,
Vader
let's
picked
hear
it out.
Yeah, okay, let's hear.
Fantasy Katydids? Katydids? K-A-T-Y-D-I-D-S? What are those? Did you look that up? I don't know what that is. Is that like... Oh, it's like some sort of like...
it's a bug or a
caterpillar. It's like a cricket of some kind. Yeah, yeah, it's a cricket of some kind. And it's like a British cricket.
Good day, mate. Suddenly he's Australian.
No, not at all. All right.
Cheerio, mate.
Phil writes, with Matthew making such a big deal about Nate being so wrong on Greg and Zambrano, doesn't it imply that Nate is normally right? If Nate was always wrong, then being wrong again wouldn't be cause for such celebration. But if Nate was always right, I think you see where this argument goes. Listen, it's Phil in Pittsburgh, PA, and I, you know, listen, Matthew, they've erected a statue of you in Pittsburgh,
right,
PA.
Sure. They've disinvited me to a pierogi race in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, listen, you know.
Here's the thing. It's not that Nate isn't often wrong, because Nate often is. By the way, so am I. So is Pod Vader. So are all of us.
These are all factually correct. I was wrong.
Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I was just dead wrong. Oddly enough, we don't have one of Pod. Weird.
Hmm.
But I will say this. The reason such a big
Excuse
deal...
Excuse me. We don't need a drop of Pod Vader saying he's wrong. This entire podcast is evidence that Pod Vader is wrong.
Good point, Nate.
If this podcast is an example of why I'm wrong, then I never want to be right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For the love of Pete.
Yeah.
Here's why such a big deal was made about that. Because Nate was so insistent... Was so insistent on the Kevin Gregg thing, not only insulting me, no. But you were on your high horse, higher than you've ever been, insulting me and everyone else who asked about it on Twitter as idiots. Look, that's why we made such a big deal of it, because he was so unbelievably wrong. I mean, there's wrong, and then there's a million times wrong. And that's what Nate was here, a million times wrong. It was wrong. Like, you could, if you tried to be wrong, you couldn't be as wrong as Nate was on that particular thing in such unbelievable fashion.
I disagree. All right, we're out of here, folks. We will see you tomorrow.
Peace out!
The theme song for the Fantasy Focus was created and performed by Eric Hutchinson. Check out more of his music at erichutchinson.com. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Focus. For more baseball talk, be sure to check out Baseball Tonight, Monday through Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.